855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733 to call in and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live after all. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray here for the final hour.
The final hour. And for those of you who are expecting to hear Ian on the main mic, he is off doing some local government thing. I guess the school board's having some kind of meeting, and he just hasn't been ignored enough today. So he went out there to get his fair share of being ignored by government bureaucrats. Doing their best, at least. 855-450-FREE here on Skype. It's lrn.fm.
Nobody does it better
than the government bureaucrats ignoring
Ian.
Yeah. Indeed. They actually should ignore him more. It'd be more effective strategy than what they do. So, Johnny Ray, in the last hour, we were talking about a story where apparently identity theft thieves.
They're migrating to your IRS returns, your tax returns.
And it sounds like this is actually a step up from, say, getting your bank hacked and bank account hacked and having all your money stolen out of there. In this case, they're actually just sort of lying to the government about having documents or whatever, just kind of making up tax returns, sending it in, getting your return, and until you can get it worked out, and certainly a lot of time and energy. The government doesn't send you a return, but at some point or another, you do actually get your money, right?
It's a lucrative crime and relatively easy to commit, said Adam Levin, chairman and founder of Identity Theft 911. All you need is a social security number and some counterfeit documents. It's much easier than selling drugs or stealing cars and a lot less risky for the bad guys. Nah. But that doesn't answer your question, Mark. You said eventually you get the money back, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, they say that after an investigation of approximately 180 days, you can get your money back if say someone has taken your social security number and got these counterfeit documents and sent them in and it made it through the process and the IRS cuts them a check, well then when you file your legit returns, the computer shows that you've already been paid and it will not send you a check as well. So then
sure.
You reach out to the IRS and they do an investigation and likely you'll be able
fast investigation of 6 months.
Right. And likely you'll have the documentation to show that, in fact, you are the guy, and then you'll get your money back. So I guess the government is out that.
I wonder these thieves are essentially stealing from the federal government. They're going to get them at some point, aren't they? Or is it? I mean, they say it's safer than stealing cars, but geez, that sounds. That's scary. I wouldn't go poking that lion, frankly.
I can't argue with you, Mark. It really.
One other thing is I know that these thieves have networks where they share information. You would think that they would have the Social Security number of every American. I would imagine that somebody's pretty well collected that information because Social Security numbers are not that difficult to get, and with the amount of leaked information there's been throughout the years, I mean, it's just, we just saw Neiman, was it Neiman Marcus? Nordstrom's?
Target.
Target was huge, but it's happening all the time, and every few months you'll hear another story of another big company or a federal agency getting hacked and people's identity information being lost. I would think they would have collected all this stuff by now. My Social Security number hasn't changed. It's been the same one since I was, whenever my mom got it for me.
You know, Mark, I could believe it one way or the other. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a database of everyone's Social Security number out there. But I suspect that nobody's got that and that these are still valuable commodities for identity thieves.
I guess they must be.
The story goes on. Identity theft is a top priority for the IRS. On its website, the agency says it's taking, quote, new steps and strong actions to protect taxpayers and help victims of identity theft and refund fraud.
They're not protecting taxpayers in this circumstance. They're protecting themselves.
The IRS has more than 3,000 employees working on identity theft issues. More than 35,000 employees who deal with taxpayers have been trained to recognize return fraud and to help the victim when it happens.
Well, good. I'm glad that they're helping the victim. But ultimately the victim here is the U.S. government. So they're not doing us any favors on this one. They demand that we send them money when their system is messed up by people who are, you know, screwing with them. They talk about how magnanimous they are in taking care of us. This is their theft system.
The story, what it said to me simply was, this is a reason not to file tax returns. This is a reason not to get into that pit and jump through all the hoops. You're just creating more risk for yourself.
I see what you're saying. I mean, you're talking about the reason people file taxes is risk. They're concerned about the risk of dealing with the federal government coming after them. Well, here's a very good reason not to. Look, I think it's reasonable, Your Honor, that I not file these taxes because, look, the federal government's my money could have been stolen. I'm not trying to keep my identity safe.
Yeah, so. My money could be stolen. My identity could be stolen.
There you go. So another good reason not to pay taxes.
Yeah, that's it for me.
So there you go. Anything else in the story?
No, that's it.
I wonder if, does this scare you, the audience? Does this scare you, the idea that thieves, I mean, apparently these numbers have gone from, what, 13% was it in 2012?
To 15% to 43%.
And that's in 2013.
Yeah, it's, let me go back to that.
Read that again.
In 2010, about 15% of all identity theft complaints to the FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission,
yep,
dealt with tax returns. In 2013, that jumped to 43%.
That's a huge percentage of complaints to the FTC are now tax related, and I wonder how many people are not reporting this stuff because they're, you know, just going through the IRS's system, not reporting things to the FTC.
How many fraudsters have got the Social Security number from somebody like me, and they're getting my check every year because I don't miss it. I don't ever look for it. I don't try to get the candy back from the bullies in the playground.
What about the dead people?
Huh?
Well, I wonder. You know, does the IRS know you're dead, or they just don't come after you? Ian, our normal first chair host here, hasn't filed a federal tax return since in more than 10 years.
Uh-huh.
They've never sent him a piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
Not one sheet of paper ever has been sent to him by the IRS. So that makes me think that they don't have a very good system for finding who should be filing and who shouldn't be filing.
I suspect for an indie like Ian, it's there. If the feds can harness all the taxing power of the corporations and the businesses, then the independent contractors are going to be able to slip through the net.
And I'm just wondering, do they know if he's alive or dead? Do they have a system for knowing if somebody's dead, or do they just, they stop sending in taxes? Oh, well, do they have a system at all is what I'm wondering here. And so if I got the soch of a dead person, and how long would I be able to demand, you know, to claim money from the federal government for this, if it was a person who was within working age or whatever? I mean, obviously, if they're 152, maybe that will, set off the computer system. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I just saw a story of a woman who's over 100, and she's still working. She's still got a W-2 job. So she's paying taxes.
Yes, centenarianism is all big in the news these days. Americans' health is increasing, and the people likely to live to 100 and beyond, I forget the number, but it's growing day by day. And we're approaching a point where the life that you have left to live, I'm not getting the wording right, but basically it translates into clinical immortality. I think we can see that in our lifetime, which may be forever from now.
They've been saying in a story recently, 2045. I'm interested in that, that's for sure. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. Those are the toll-free call-in lines brought to you by ProXPN. You can call us about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
855-453. I have recently switched coffee brands, and I switched to BuzzBox Coffee. Not because Buzzbox coffee is, in fact...
Don't call it Bug Box.
It's not Bug Box, no. No bugs in the box. just got my shipment, by the way, yesterday, and I was excited, you know. Hey, yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it. Here's my coffee. I was getting kind of low. Yes, I'm glad this is here. So the whole coffee thing's taken care of for me with BuzzBox because they send it to you. It's great coffee. It's organic and top 1% Arabica grade and shade grown. But the shade grown part for me is what really it's the pivot point. Now, shade grown coffee is better for you, sort of better for your stomach. People who have, I'm told, people who have sort of the acidity thing that goes on when they drink coffee, shade grown doesn't give them that effect. And that's great. But the fact that it's shade grown means that they're not cutting down all the trees to grow sun grown coffee. You cut down the trees, the soil washes into the water, erodes over time. The poor people are back in the same boat that they were before. BuzzBox, on the other hand, has a program that we're participating in, and we're hoping to get 1,000 listeners to help us get 100 World Vision microfinance loans so that that's 100 families that are going to be able to join the BuzzBox Coffee Co-op and break the generational chains of poverty. This isn't a situation where you're talking about rich farmers or anything like that. These are people that have bought in. They're in the early stages, and it's essentially teaching them to fish as opposed to giving them a fish. And that's why I like it. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get a free pound, sign up for the subscription service like me, and start getting some great coffee that helps us spread human freedom that much further. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dan calling in on Skype, and you'll notice the difference. Skype is a much better sound quality. Dan, you there?
Oh, yeah, I sure am.
So what's on your mind, Dan?
Actually, I'm using an iPad with an external Bluetooth thing called a Yugo, so the audio quality is probably pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds quite good, considering you're calling from a small Czechoslovakian car.
No, actually, the Yugo is UGO.
Okay, got it.
It's a peripheral device that has it's kind of a funky round speaker thing, you know. So it's what I use for Skype around the world with people and stuff. So it's kind of a nice thing. The iPad does a nice job to do with the audio. So bingo, bango, you got it, you know.
So what's your mind?
Well, so a couple things. One is the increased liberty and stuff like that. Almost reminds me of a prelude to a book called Snow Crash. And if you've not heard of the science fiction book Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson,
Neal Stephenson?
No, Neal Stephenson.
Neal Stephenson, yeah, he's the one who did the Cryptonomicon, right?
Yeah, same author. Less opaque book by far.
Okay.
Cryptonomicon is extremely opaque. It's a hard read, and Snow Crash is considerably easier to read, and so is Diamond Age. But they're pretty prescient books, each one is. And in Snow Crash, the political structure talked about in that science fiction book is such that it really kind of sets us, what we see in Colorado and Washington State, really are like predecessor moves that go to this. What it is a multilateral federalism where instead of a monopoly single government that you have to have under almost now we're having highly authoritarian overtones, in that story, the government essentially is fractionalized and it becomes almost like a bidding war for your participation in particular government entities, almost like a free market on rand scenario.
Now, this so there's a great deal of scholarly work on the idea of what they call, the polycentric governments or polycentric governance. And the idea here is that, different agencies and different places can provide similar services. And this is really just competition. I mean, if you have, two different entities offering roads, then they're competing against each other for better service.
Exactly. And so you see this with I consider it partially a scenario where you're seeing these different entities out there that are competing for an interest in the type of commerce that's available. So Colorado and Washington State basically are now starting to draw considerable amounts of cash, and the bureaucratic structures are basically using a FUD factor with the financial system, because I don't know if you saw the articles over the last week or so, but basically the purveyors of the shops in those places are finding it very difficult to do their business because they're being forced into large cash transactions.
Right. They're not able to get banks to take the money, right?
Exactly. And the ones that start taking it, it seems like getting a phone call or pressure to not do business with them. And so this is the – so we got this, I call a quiet civil war, effectively, has occurred. I mean, the media and the mainstream, of course, would not dare utter those words. But effectively, we've got a form of civil war taking place on a in that space.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, the governments are at war with each other. The government, each agency, tends to be rather autonomous, and so when they are pit against each other for whatever reason they choose to, then yeah, I mean, I could call that a low level civil war. I mean, it's being somewhat alliterative, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So if you look at that, if you happen to have read Snow Crash or some other novels that are in that general genre, you find out that there's a transitional aspect to this. And in Snow Crash, the monopoly federal system essentially evolved into a series of sub-federations that compete. And if you look at the weaponization of agencies, like the purchase of munitions by
Dan, it sounds like the audio's breaking up here. I do appreciate the call, and it sounds very interesting, the Snow Crash book. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. You know, I think that this is the course for freedom, and the Internet's providing people with more and more choices. I think that that's what we're going to see into the future, is more choices, even in the area of governance. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
Or you can give us a call on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a user contact thing if you haven't done that already, and we'll approve it right during the show, right here, and then you can call us up on Skype. I love getting the Skype calls. They're, crystal clear. They sound good. Even the ones that are bad are still better than a phone call. Yep.
Yes, please.
Go
continue.
Ahead. No, I'm just going to give the number. 855-450-FREE.
Dan brought up a topic that I think, Mark, you have had similar brought up before, talking about governments, you being able to subscribe to a government in Tonga if you wanted to.
Well, I don't think that it geographically would have to be in Tonga, but maybe if governments were broken from the land, and I don't know how to describe this, but I like to use the example of the Quakers and the Puritans. So the Puritans came over to the United States to have their own little Puritan paradise, right? They didn't, or not the United States, but the New World. And they didn't like the Anglican world of England, so they wanted to set up their own place. The Quakers, they come a little bit later, and they believe the Puritans don't exactly have it right. So they want to talk about the specifics, their relationship with God or whatever it is. The Puritans, they beat, they kill, they actually executed 4 Quakers. They cut off their ears and noses and did a variety of horrifying things to these people who just wanted to talk about God, right? There are places in the world today where being Muslim or being Christian or being some other religion can get you killed. It'll certainly get you treated poorly. And so we can see that at one point, really it just depends where you are geographically.
I would like to interject that I think it's a lot more dangerous to be a Christian in the Middle East now because of U.S. policy and things that have come from that than it ever was before.
I think that's a fair statement.
Ever was before is a little bit too general, but But Christians in Syria are really under threat now more than they were.
Indeed. But here in the United States, people generally get along. Where I am, it wouldn't matter to me one whit what your religion is. So religion isn't tied to the land here where it can be in other places and certainly was historically. So if we could break the idea of government owning the land, that the government has a monopoly privilege on the use of force in a given land area, because they're not really any more legitimate or less legitimate than anybody else. If a cop comes and beats somebody up, why is it more legitimate than somebody else coming and beating somebody up? So if it's not, really. It's just whether or not the person, you need to use force to subdue that person. So if there were two organizations that claimed that they could keep my house safe, they would be competing against each other. They would be trying harder to get each other's business. I don't know what it's like where you live, but the police don't send a car by my house very often. I don't get a lot of sort of FaceTime with their security officers. But if you were to hire somebody for the amount that you spend in taxes for policing, you might get better service. And certainly, monopolies provide worse customer service than businesses in competition. So this is all I'm proposing is that most of us don't need that many government services. And we would get a lot more for our money. We'd spend a lot less money and get a lot more for our money if we had competing government agencies. All we have at this point is a paradigm that's left over from 9,000 years of the concept that I need a big gang here to defend me against the Viking hordes or whoever it is that might come and stick a spear through me to take my stuff.
Yep. Government, the state, such as it is, the way that we always talk about it, is a relic of a world that was meat space only and some kind of application of force in meat space or the real world can be effective. But now that our worlds individually have been expanded with the internet, we're so much more capable, and that kind of brutality is that the state is just a holdover from the infancy of man that we are only now moving out of.
Right. Are we the larval form of a virtual race or a machine race? I don't know. But it's an interesting concept. And what you're talking about, moving from the meat space to the virtual space, is essentially what Bitcoin does. Bitcoin has taken money, which has in our minds up to this point been something that has existed in the virtual world, in the real world, in the meat space world. But it really hasn't. It's just that's how we thought about it, because dollar bills were green and made of paper, and that's where we held them. We'd put them in a bank, and somebody would quantify those things for us, and that's fine. But the vast majority of Americans, they get their paycheck in digital form. It goes into the bank in digital form. They swipe a card in digital form. They get real-world items. So money really is digital, but I think we've thought about it as a meat space thing. Bitcoin moves it completely into the digital realm. So rather than having dollar bills or gold at my house where somebody can come and stick a spear in me and take them, I now have some bitcoins where, as long as my bitcoins are secured properly, there's nothing anybody can do to me to get my bitcoins. Now, certainly security is going to become, bitcoins in its infancy, security is going to become a bigger and bigger issue with Bitcoin, but this is what I think things are moving towards and what you're talking about. So money's moved now from the meat space to the virtual world. And by the way, if you want to do some virtual shopping in the virtual world for some real world meat space stuff, you can go to bitcoinstore.com. They've got more than 500,000 items of consumer electronics type there, and they've got some great prices. It's at bitcoinstore.com. But nonetheless, it's all very interesting how we've moved around here. So I've got a story on pot.
Oh, great.
Yep. Apparently, they were talking about, Dan was talking about how the businesses over there in Colorado and Washington have, not businesses, the governments over there have become flush with money. And I think that this is true, but there's also another side to that sword. Police budgets are taking a hit. Some U.S. states are viewing the legalization of marijuana as a chance to gain new sources of tax revenue. Several states allow its use for medical reasons. Colorado has approved it for recreational use, and Washington will follow suit this year. But the decriminalization of pot also stands to remove a funding source for police. Property forfeitures from drug dealers. Such funding is going up in smoke, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Huh. Oh, I see what they did there.
Oh, these reporters in there. Witty little comments.
Well, you got to do something, Mark. You can't fault them for trying.
Yeah. I mean, you got to try. It's the way to be funny, right?
I don't know.
Of the $6.5 billion in asset forfeitures and drug cases from 2002 to 2012, that's in a 10-year period of time, $6.5 billion is a lot of money. Marijuana accounted for $1 billion of them. And while most cash generated from drug-related property forfeitures go to law enforcement agency that made the bust, the tax money from legal marijuana sales goes to the state and local governments. Police may get only a share of that money or none at all. So the question is are these police going to act like a gang and basically hold us hostage until they get a payoff from the local government of the size that they're used to getting from the forfeitures? I mean, You got to think about this. Much of the expansion of the police in this country under Nixon, under Reagan, under Clinton, and then under Bush was all sort of not under Bush. Bush was terrorism, but under those first three was basically drug related. It's the war on drugs.
Uh-huh.
So there were more and more police officers as a result. The drug war is very lucrative, and the drug war really is the war on marijuana. It's the easiest drug to find. It's bulky, it's stinky, it's popular, and the rest of them, they pale in comparison. I think half of the drug arrests are marijuana arrests. It's a very high number. 855-450-FREE. Are the police going to hold us hostage on this one? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. Might be able to sneak you in if you called right away at 855-453 or Skyped us on LRN.FM. Skype username LRN.FM. But, you know, take your chances. What can I tell you?
In these remaining moments.
In these remaining moments, Ian does love to say that. So if you want to make your own website, it has become much easier than it used to be. It used to be you'd have to hire somebody to take care of it for you. Now, in a relatively short period of time, relatively easily, I've done it, as a matter of fact, use the system here at squarespace.com. And they've got it, they're very design-centric, so they make a beautiful site, and a site that doesn't look homemade, a site that is functions quite well. It's got the shopping carts and cash register stuff, so you can do all that buying and selling on your site. You can do just about anything with a Squarespace site, and they make it easy for you to put together a beautiful page. And I think it's really what it comes down to, is that having an attractive page can really increase sales. People are more comfortable with doing business with you.
Yeah, and it seems like, from what I've heard you guys say, I haven't seen Squarespace, but it seems like their process gets you, the user, really sort of invested in your own design, if you want to be, with the drag and drop functionality and so forth. I've used some other website hosters before, and drag and drop seems like it would be a real convenience.
And they have a 99.99% uptime guarantee. That's a pretty big deal. They've got 24/7 support and connected accounts, so you can easily connect to Twitter and Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Google, and many more web and social services. So you can have a really powerful site. Just go squarespace.com, and when you buy, you can use coupon code FTL1. That's FTL1 when you buy to get a discount. So squarespace.com. So I was reading on the story here, the side effects of legalized marijuana.
Mark, I'm sorry. Is that FTL1 or FTLONE?
It's the numeral 1.
Okay.
And what it's designating is that you heard the ad in January.
I see.
So you'll get the promotion for January.
A little inside baseball for
there
January.
You go. Just a little bit. So there's an infographic here on the site. This is from NPR, by the way. I'm reporting on states losing asset forfeiture as, police departments in states and local municipalities losing asset forfeiture as an income stream.
I'm not sure why, though, because isn't it still illegal to traffic marijuana.
That's the reporting. What can I tell you?
Okay, all
Maybe
right.
They're trying to predict the future here. I don't know that states have lost too much. So I'm going to list the states in order of asset forfeiture, how well they do on this one.
Okay.
And you'll see California is a lot farther ahead than other places. So it's $181 million is what California police departments in a 10-year period have gotten from asset forfeiture.
California leads the way in forfeiture.
Indeed, they do. And really, this is just a list of what the most populous states are, really. California, New York, Florida, Texas. Can you believe that Florida outpaces Texas? Texas is a more populous state, and their whole law enforcement apparatus tends to be pretty draconian. I'm surprised, I guess, that Florida's not great when it comes to these things, and they've certainly figured out how to use the police departments against their own citizens there in Florida. And the main voting bloc, the senior citizens, they don't care much.
Uh-huh.
Why would they?
No, they wouldn't.
No. Ohio, Arizona, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, and Wisconsin. So the spread here in the top 10 is tremendous, though. So California is $181 million. Wisconsin is $24 million. So that's, oh my goodness, I didn't do the math ahead of time on this, but almost a little like a ninth or an eighth or a ninth of the amount that California is doing. So California is confiscating a lot of stuff from their citizens and with these asset forfeiture laws. And a lot of it is marijuana oriented. They're saying about 20% is from marijuana. So if you can imagine having your car or house or whatever taken from you because of weed, it's pretty crazy. We did read a story one time about somebody who had a rental, and people were selling drugs out of their out of the unit that they were renting.
Uh-huh.
So the owners had their house confiscated because the renters were drug dealers.
Oh, I'm sure there's a million stories like that.
There was a situation where a private pilot was flying some packages for somebody, and apparently there's some drugs in one of the packages. There's some drugs in the packaging. I don't know what the specifics are. And they were going to take his plane, a jet.
Amazing. You hear that story, and depending on who you are, you think, "Oh, that's a travesty. That's tyranny." Or you think, "Well, this guy, he was obviously a regular runner for these guys. All he has to do is say no, I didn't know what it was, but we can't let him get off." But the question is, or I guess the point that I'm trying to make, Mark, is it goes back to what you were saying earlier. Who decides who's right? Who has the info? Who can make this decision? The public doesn't. They don't know anything about this guy, but their representatives are forfeiting the plane because that suits them best.
And the government can't make the decision because they're not even giving the guy a trial. Asset forfeiture doesn't have to do with a person who's guilty. I guess I should have explained this early on, but you don't have to be found guilty to have your assets taken. But what the government will do is file a lawsuit against the inanimate objects. So there'll be a lawsuit like, the state of California against $181,200, whatever. They'll file a lawsuit against a pile of money or against an item, and they'll just take it from you. And so since they're filing against this inanimate object, you don't have any relationship to it. If they file against your plane, you're not allowed to represent the plane because you aren't the plane.
I see.
It's crazy. They have this crazy system that allows them to take things without trials.
Crazy like a fox.
Well, if they actually charged people and then took their stuff, charged them, brought them to trial, and then took their stuff, that would make more sense than what they're currently doing, which is just going after people and taking their stuff, and then they've got to fight to get it back. That seems really wrong to me. And frankly, I think even with a drug dealer, you should have to prove that that person, you know, did something wrong before you can take the money. So let's say you walk into a room full of money and drugs. The money's not illegal. You can, if they made the money doing something illegal, then you should be able to take the money from them. But until you have proven in a court of law that that money came from something illegal, you shouldn't be able to take it. So I think that they should be able to defend themselves with the pile of money. That seems fair to me.
I have to agree, Mark.
They can't do any. They shouldn't be able to do anything to you before trial that doesn't have to do with protecting the public from you or preventing you from leaving the United States. Those should be the only two reasons that they can do anything to you, and they abuse those. So many people are sitting in jail right now that aren't going to, you know, abscond, and they're not going to be a danger to the public, but they've just got them sitting in a county jail. They can't defend themselves there. It's just punishment for not taking a plea deal. They're just using the system to force people into pleas. It's a sad fact in this country that far fewer than 1% of arrests result in a trial. I want you to consider that for a second. The government arrests people all the time, and the vast majority of them, either the charges are dropped, which certainly happens, and I want to minimize that. It's great. Or they the people plead out. And they plead out because the system is designed to crush your will to fight. That's not justice. It's nothing like justice.
It's a money racket.
And people who talk about this being the best judicial system in the world, I don't think they know what the hell they're talking about. I think it's completely broken. And it needs competition is the only way that's going to fix it. But they're never going to give up their monopoly status. That's the way I see it. You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
freetalklive.com or our Facebook page. You can find it at facebook.freetalklive.com. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.